And we're returning to the capital of Afghanistan today, where a terrorist attack was carried out on Thursday. Two bombers targeted people near a gate at Hamid Karzai International Airport in the city of Kabul. When we put this show together, Afghan officials were saying that more than 60 people were killed, and U.S. officials said that 12 American service members were among them. In April, U.S. President Joe Biden announced that American combat forces would leave Afghanistan by September 11th after serving more than 19 years in the Asian country. The U.S. withdrawal date was later moved up to August 31st, and President Biden said threats to U.S. forces were a big reason why the pullout should be completed by then. But his administration has been criticized over the way the withdrawal has been carried out and the president's suggestion that hundreds of thousands of Afghan troops were prepared to defend their country when Afghanistan's military and government collapsed in a matter of weeks in early August. One big challenge for the U.S. and other countries involved in the Afghan conflict has been getting tens of thousands of their citizens and allies out of Afghanistan. These include interpreters and people who worked with the U.S. and allied governments. They now fear they'll be targeted by the Taliban, the group that swiftly took control back in Afghanistan. For weeks, scores of people have been trying to get into Kabul's international airport and out of Afghanistan from there. It's become a symbol of the chaos amid the U.S.-led military withdrawal from the country. At this point, Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are not suspected in Thursday's airport bombing. U.S. officials believe that a terrorist group called ISIS-K, an enemy of the Taliban, is responsible. Following the attack, several countries announced they'd continue their efforts to get their allies out.